You may have seen the new ads for Coca-Cola that say, "Life tastes good." They don't say, "Coke tastes good," or "I'd like to buy the world a Coke." That may be a reflection of a new strategy for the world's most famous soft drink. Seth Stevenson writes in the New York Times Magazine that the Coca-Cola Company is trying to respond to a slump in demand for soda by creating all sorts of new non-Coke drinks. Japan, he says, is a good example of what the future holds for Coke. That's because Japanese consumers are extremely choosy, and Coke has had to become more inventive to market a range of new drinks.
They won't stand for just drinking Coke, Sprite, and Fanta. They want tons and tons of choices, waters and sports drinks and iced teas and juices, and they want new drinks every few months, and they are quick to jump on fads and quick to jump off of them. And in Japan, Coke is forced to deal with that and cater to the consumer. They're changing their business all over the world to deal with that phenomenon happening everywhere. People everywhere are getting bored of carbonated soft drinks like Coke and Sprite and starting to demand more non-carbonated drinks like waters and sports drinks.
Why would the Japanese drink tea from Coke? Has Coke come up with some particularly exotic tea that satisfies the Japanese? Tea in a can?
They do have coffee in a can, actually.
Yeah.
Georgia Coffee is a coffee in a can that they sell in Japan, which is actually the most popular brand in Japan, more popular even than Coke Classic. It's the only place in the world that Coke Classic isn't Coke's most popular brand.
Coke has a milk product in Japan?
Yes, they have a few milk products. They have one called Calking, which is for children, which is a yogurty drink high in calcium. That's why it's called Calking. And then they also have Natua, which is a new product which they are marketing more to adults who want a milk drink.
And they're going to introduce one in Mexico.
Yes, they'll be test marketing milk drinks for children in Mexico soon, and then theoretically rolling them out in the United States after that. And Coke won't say a lot about what they're going to do with milk. We know that they registered the trademark Moomigos as a possible name for a milk drink.
Moomigos.
Moomigos.
Now, is this tailored to Mexico, or are they just going to introduce the one that's selling now in Japan?
No, this will be a new drink. This won't be the one in Japan. This will be a new brand. I don't know that it's specifically tailored to Mexico, but they're using Mexico as a test market before they roll it out in the U.S.
No Moomigos in Japan.
There is no Moomigos in Japan, no.
Moomasan.
Yes, maybe.
I would think Coke would be a little nervous about introducing new products, given their experience with New Coke.
New Coke was an unmitigated disaster. But at the same time, their carbonated beverages are somewhat static, so all the growth lately has been in waters and sports drinks and juices, and they can't afford to miss out on that, or Wall Street will just slam them.
This is kind of the opposite of globalization, though, isn't it?
It is. We were expecting globalization to mean everybody's drinking Coke and wearing Nikes, but it's turning out that people around the world, the consumers, aren't going to stand for that, and they want a lot more choices and a lot more novelty, and so local competitors are able to be on the ground there, and so the global companies are having to compete with these local consumers in every little country around the world, having to have people on the ground knowing what's going on.
But is that efficient? I mean, it costs more money to particularize like that.
It's a much tougher ballgame for Coke, at least, in that nowadays they need to have good, talented people on the ground everywhere, able to figure out what the next big drink will be. It's certainly a new world for Coke, and it's not the one they would have chosen, but they don't have much choice if they want to keep finding growth.
Seth Stevenson writes for Slate Magazine and contributes to the New York Times.